Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
Indeed, beautiful day out there, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock. I don't think we've talked about AI yet today, so let's do it. The AI boom is not just happening in Silicon Valley. It is everywhere. It's hitting Main Street. Small businesses everywhere turning now to tools like ChatGPT to save time and stay competitive. It started as just sort of a bit of a curiosity. Now it's here. It is becoming an essential tool for growth for entrepreneurs. Here to talk more about it, community policy lead at OpenAI, Chris Nicholson. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
It's really true. Everybody's using it now, including small businesses. Why are small businesses some of the biggest gains for AI right now?
Yeah, the thing to remember is that small businesses are small business owners are spread so thin. They have to be good at so many things, right? So they go into business, they're good at building homes, they're good at baking something, they're good at making something, but nobody's born knowing how to market their business, how to do accounting, how to review legal contracts, how to do customer service, right? These are things that everybody has to learn, and they don't have the money to hire big teams to do it. Big companies do that, but small businesses don't. They don't even know how to find the experts sometimes to master those skills. So what they're doing is they're using ChatGPT to get better at all the things, 360 degrees, all the things they need to do in business, and that's very often unlocking their growth. So what we're seeing, there was a recent survey, 82% of the small businesses using AI are hiring. They're adding jobs.
Give us some examples of how small businesses are using AI on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. I'll give you an example of a couple who wanted to create a restaurant. So they started out with ChatGPT as a thought partner, strategic decisions. They thought they needed to lease a space on Main Street for years and buy a bunch of expensive equipment, and they learned through ChatGPT that they could run a kitchen legally out of their home kitchen. They could run a restaurant out of their home kitchen. So they saved a ton of money. They didn't go into debt. And as soon as they started doing that, they went to other things. They started learning about pricing. How do I put things on the menu, make them appetizing? How do I price it well? How do I market this? Right? So all the things that go into a business, the permitting, the compliance, right? ChatGPT is helping them to master that.
It sounds like AI is a must-have now for small businesses to stay competitive. Is that true?
That's what people tell me. So people come to us and they say, ChatGPT gave me wings, right? I couldn't have built this business. I couldn't have made it this far in this business without this help, right? And so the thing to remember is that the use cases, the way they're using it are really concrete, really practical. They're using it to improve their website so people actually know what they do. I was talking to a general contractor this week. He just spiffed up his website, and he's getting 25% more calls, which is going to be six figures in gross revenue for him this year.
For somebody who hasn't used it before, who's a little intimidated by it or skeptical or wary, what advice do you have for them?
It's so easy. You go to ChatGPT.com. You go to a website and you have a conversation. Everybody knows how to have a conversation. You go in, you start describing the problem you're facing, what you want to achieve. You give whatever information you think somebody might need to give you good advice, and then ChatGPT will go with you and help you develop a strategy for that.
Interesting stuff. Where can people go for more information?
Yeah, ChatGPT.com.
We will check it out. Chris, great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.